It's the last day of campaigning in California's recall election. Tomorrow, voters there will decide whether to remove Governor Gray Davis from office, and if so, who will succeed him. Davis spent the weekend trying to rally supporters. Yesterday, he signed legislation extending health benefits to 1 million uninsured Californians. He also spoke of allegations of sexual misconduct that surfaced last week about Republican frontrunner Arnold Schwarzenegger. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
To get an idea of what a deep hole Gray Davis is in, just follow service employee union member Khalid Salom as he walks precincts in South Los Angeles.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Many of the people he talks with will vote against the recall, but then there are some like 62-year-old Leonard Madison, a hospital equipment manager and union member who is doubtful.
Things for working families.
I'm not absolutely sure how I'm going to vote.
Having a new Salom makes his pitch. Arnold Schwarzenegger opposes the 8-hour workday, he says, and if the actor is elected governor, he'll roll back health and safety laws that Davis has preserved. But Madison isn't buying it.
Well, there's been so much going on. There's so much to dissect. It makes me feel like I don't know what the heck I'm going to vote for. I mean, even after I vote, if I vote.
The mere fact that in the closing days of the recall campaign, Governor Davis's supporters are still trying to bring home disaffected members of their base speaks to Davis's dilemma. This is a state where Democrats hold every statewide office, and there's almost 1.5 million more Democrats than Republicans. Bruce Kane, who teaches politics at UC Berkeley, cites three reasons why Davis is on the ropes. Early in his administration, Davis frustrated the liberal constituencies he now needs. Second, the governor has had terrible personal relations with the leaders of his own party. And third, Davis is perceived as having mishandled the state's energy and budget crises.
You combine those three things, it's not surprising that a third of Democratic voters would be thinking of voting yes on the recall.
Going into the final week of campaigning, polls indicated that Davis hadn't much hope of turning those Democrats around. That is, until allegations of past sexual misconduct appeared to have at least slowed Schwarzenegger's momentum. At first, Davis, in typically cautious fashion, said the voters should decide what to make of the allegations. But by this weekend, it was clear that Davis had found a nail he could hammer.
These accusations, if true, are very disturbing and raise serious questions about whether Mr. Schwarzenegger should be California's governor.
By Sunday, a total of 15 women had complained of being sexually harassed by Schwarzenegger. His response was part apology and part attack. He told ABC's Peter Jennings that some of the allegations are untrue and that he doesn't remember some of the alleged encounters.
It doesn't make any sense to go through details here with you. What is important is that I cannot remember what was happening 20 years ago and 15 years ago, but some of the things sounds like me, and this is why I was the first one to come out and said, you know, some of the things could have happened. I want to apologize to the people if I offended anyone, because that was not my intention.
Schwarzenegger suggested that it was odd that his accusers didn't complain until 3 or 4 days before the election, and he again denied that he has ever expressed any admiration for Adolf Hitler. The day before, at a farm in the Central Valley, Schwarzenegger said all the accusations are part of the puke politics of the Davis campaign.
When I got into this campaign, people have asked me, why would you go into politics where they try to tear down your character, where they try to tear down everything you stand for? Davis always knows how to run a dirty campaign, but he doesn't know how to run the state. That's the problem that he has.
Davis denies that his campaign has had anything to do with the allegations against Schwarzenegger.
I believe Mr. Schwarzenegger should deal with these accusations in detail, not through partial explanations, evasive answers, and partial denials. The question gets down to this. Are all 15 women and their families lying, or is Mr. Schwarzenegger not telling us the truth?
A Knight Ridder poll released over the weekend indicates that the allegations of sexual harassment appear to have hurt Schwarzenegger by drawing down the percentage of voters who will vote to recall Davis. They still represent a majority, but a smaller majority than earlier in the week, and the percentage of voters who say they are undecided is growing. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.